slight side note into Branna. I understand why people don't like Murder on the Orient Express. However,
did you see it?
If yes, and okay. If you like Branna, it is the most perfect movie in then the I'll world. Love it. Yes, because it's so dramatic. And it's like, I pointed this out later to Leah, but not Hannah, because Hannah is like the Branna aficionado of our friends. But I said, I think his Jack Ryan is very dramatic in comparison to like...
Well, Thor also, right? I've not seen it, I shouldn't say.
He didn't do Thor, that's Taika Waititi. You're talking about the original Thor?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Ragnarok. I was like, that's Taika.
No, yeah, there's several Thor movies.
No, but when you said Thor and it's November 12th or whatever it is, I assumed you meant Ragnarok because that's what the world's talking about. That's why I was like,
so if we were talking about Christopher Reeve and I said Superman, you would assume that I meant Henry Cavill? Like
yes, I don't know what's going on in my brain. So I said that his Jack Ryan was very dramatic, and both Lee and Hannah were like, you don't know what you're talking about. That is not dramatic at all. And I wanted to be like, listen, when you watch Patriot Games and Clear and Present Danger and then watch Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit, completely different movie.
Because he's a Shakespeare guy.
Yeah, but it's like there's a shot in that movie where it's like Chris Pine and Branna, and it's like Branna's on this like high up step. And I'm like, what the fuck movie is this in comparison to like Patriot Games, which is like, all my remotes are falling.
Rachel's apartment is falling apart.
Because I'm jumping up and down trying to be Kenneth Branagh. Which is like, Harrison Ford as Jack Ryan is like, oh, I'm an American man. Kenneth Branagh's idea of Jack Ryan, which is Chris Pine, like, pretty boy, like, I'm going to fight this huge dude in a shower and then love my wife. That's that movie.
That's funny, because that's not what Kenneth Branagh used to do. Love his wife.
Oh, wow.
I'm a little bitter about it.
Because it was Emma? Yeah. Anyways.
But it's okay. If she can forgive him, I can forgive him. Listen, and I have.
Twinkie,
listen, I have.
Twinkie, I'm Kenneth Branagh, like, I get it.
Twinkie.
I call it, like, Hamlet. Kenneth Branagh is, like, very Twinkie.
Oh, you mean when the thin Kenneth
like,
Branagh?
Like, real skinny, bleach blonde hair with the dark
You don't know what Branagh is going to show up. Also, when he played Laurence Olivier, also skinny, mini, like, Branagh.
I love skinny, mini Branagh. But now he's getting these weird things on his face and he just lets them come. I'm like, Kenneth,
do you mean the beard he tries to grow?
No, first of all, Kenneth Branagh's facial hair is like, mwah. I'm talking about
when it grows in, it is why I love beards, but because
but it's like patchy and stubbly
when it's coming in.
But no, he gets these like face little like skin tags and he just leaves them on his face and it is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
He's British, he doesn't care.
He doesn't give a shit. And I'm like, Kenneth, you're a rich actor. Kenneth.
He's British. He's probably not that rich.
Now he's
a different era, but like back then.
No, back then, no. Now, there's no excuse, Kenneth. But
he's not like a huge star like he used to be.
He's a huge director.
Yeah, I guess that's different.
Yeah, because he directed and starred in Murder. He just did Cinderella.
Oh,
he
just
did, like, he's like, he directs a lot more.
It's funny. I guess I still think of him back when I used to love him in the 90s. No one knew who he was and he was my favorite.
I say that and I said no, like, he directs more than, and but then he fucking directed himself in Jack Ryan Shadow Worker. That's maybe my favorite thing about Kenneth Branagh is he very rarely is not in a movie.
Well, he does this thing where he actually maybe not, because I think his acting teacher may have passed away, but he used to have his acting teacher on set so that he could have like someone, oh my god, I'm saying like a million times,
someone tell him to tone it down
a little bit probably, but like he had a perspective that he was able to direct himself if he had like a third eye, which I thought was always so smart, because I think that's a problem sometimes when you have someone who's directing themselves, like how do you direct yourself? Thank god for Video Village.
Yeah, but then again, what happened with Jack Ryan? No, maybe that's when his cat.
All right, so this is now becoming the Kenneth Branagh show, and there might be people out there who don't love Kenneth Branagh as much as we do.
Guys, if you want this to connect back, go watch Jack Ryan.
Actually, you know what we should do is I should cut this out and put it as a bonus on the Firewall episode.
Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah, because we're gonna be talking about Kenneth Branagh more than the movie. When
did
we do Firewall.
Did he direct Firewall?
No, but Hannah loves Kenneth Branagh. I love Kenneth Branagh, and
what does he have to do with Firewall?
I don't care.
That's what I was like, wait, you kept saying we were going to talk about Kenneth Branagh during Firewall, and I was like,
because okay, I want to talk about Kenneth Branagh with Hannah.
I'm losing my mind because Kenneth Branagh is not
in. No.
All right, to be fair,
yeah,
it's always been a fucking matriarchy. Like, listen, boys, I hope you're listening, and I hope you all hate me for this. You can think Star Wars is yours,
But you have
a man.
Hold on. You have a man who can't flirt to save his fucking life. That'd be Han Solo, who's a hermit. And then you have a big old space virgin named Luke Skywalker. And then you have a guy who's like, I'm angry. My name's Anakin. I'm going to go to the dark side. And then you have like five kick-ass ladies who are just like, nope, nope. I'm going to do it myself. And that's all Star Wars has always been. And I think it's so funny that guys are like, I don't know why girls would like Star Wars. I'm like, I'm sorry. Do you not see literally every single trilogy has like an amazing, it makes no sense.
I think it makes sense. I think what doesn't make sense is to think that it's not inclusive to everybody. I mean, I can like something that has male characters, maybe that has no female characters. I can like something that has people that has different colored skin or different experiences.
No, I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying, I mean, I think it's just very funny.
No, not to you, to them. I'm talking to them, not to you.
It's very funny that of all of the franchises, like I would understand maybe Indiana Jones guys being like, I don't know why girls like, but I'm like, I fucking love the 1940s. And I fucking love like Marion Ravenwood, like, or Miriam, sorry, Miriam Ravenwood and shit like that. I like, oh, mwah. However, I think it, of all the franchises, Star Wars is like a very, that's almost like looking at Star Trek and be like, I don't know why girls like this. There's no strong girls. And you're like, I'm sorry, Uhura just talks to literally everyone for them. They would be lost in space without Uhura.
Mm-hmm.
And I think girls get discounted for liking that stuff.
Well, that's a given. And what I love now that's happening is that people are getting that girls like what would be traditionally quote unquote guy stuff.
Or the Marvel Universe would not exist if it was not for their female fan base.
Oh, I remember I had a family member where I pitched that they should do a report as a reporter on, you know, women who like science fiction. He's like, oh, there really aren't that many. And I was like, what? It's all over the internet. This was a long time ago, though.
I mean, I got in a fight with some guy on Twitter who now blocked me, so it doesn't matter. He's like a TV personality in like England, and I said that The Big Bang Theory is sexist. He was, I think it's great for women. And I wanted to go, first of all, how would you know?
There is one episode that I think is pretty great, I have to say, even though I don't like the show.
See, I hate that show, but I think it's very sexist towards women because it alludes to the fact that girls can't like that stuff unless a guy shows it to them. And that is my biggest pet peeve.
That is very true. But someone showed me this episode where they all go to Disneyland to dress like princesses, and then they end up talking on the phone and teaching all this really important science stuff.
See, no, but that's princesses, fine.
And that was really cool. But the show in general, I'm not a fan of. But no, someone showed me the episode.
But
I really
hold on, that's fine. Here's my problem with that show, is that show perpetuates the idea that you, if you're a smart girl, like, you, if you're a smart cookie, you A, have to look a little mousy and be nerdy. Like, and I hate that. I'm like, no, I have an IQ of 118 and I like fucking cat eyes.
Bernadette is hot.
Huh?
Bernadette's hot.
Bernadette is Michelle Ronch, right?
Yeah.
Or Melissa Ronch?
Yeah.
Fucking love her. No, I'm not talking about, I'm talking more like the way they draw. Oh my God, she's so smart in real life.
Maya Bialik.
Yes. They make her, she's beautiful in real life.
Yeah.
They make her look like,
they do.
Like mousy, like they make her look like Anne Hathaway before Anne Hathaway had the makeover in The Princess Diaries. And I'm like, there's no reason she needs to look that way. You can be a fucking scientist and like a cat eye. Like, I have an IQ of 118. I like my fucking cat eyes. Don't know what to tell you. It's that show just perpetuates the idea that girls can't be nerdy, and it helps feed into this that, like, you don't know what Star Wars, you don't know what Star Trek is, because we're girls. My brother texted me today and goes, what do you know about the Justice League? Not like, meaning the movie. He's like, what do you know about it? Tell me everything you've heard. Because he hasn't seen it yet either. And I'm like, here's what I heard. He goes, what about the lantern? And, like, we were talking about it, and it wasn't a, you don't know what you're talking about conversation. It was literally a, oh my God, are the lanterns in it? What about the, and we're like just talking about comics. Cause that's what me and my brother have always done. So for me, it is bonkers town that men react this way to girls.
I absolutely agree with you. and I'm actually, I mean, again, I don't watch this show, so I can't comment on it, but the way you're talking, it is surprising to me that they all didn't bond on loving this stuff, because the majority of people I know who like this stuff are women.
Yeah. Again, I'll say it and I'll say it to the high heavens. The Marvel Cinematic Universe would not exist if it was not for the women who watch those movies. Because what man goes to the movie multiple times to see Chris Evans rip apart a log? How many of them?
I think they're seeing it multiple times for different reasons.
But they also, don't. That's my thing. Is my brother will see it. A bunch of gay men
could enjoy it as well.
But no, I'm saying it like in the sense of my brother will see that movie once or twice. And that is it. I went and saw Star Wars Episode 3 in cinema 50 some fucking times.
I think some people did too.
Because I loved Hayden Christensen. Like, not, I'm not saying girls will go and see more times because they think the guys are hot.
Yeah.
But we form these bigger connections to the characters and we'll go and go and go and go. And I think
that's guys a fandom thing. I don't think that's out, a sex though. Thing. I think that's a fandom thing.
See, I have, from what I have seen, most of the people who go to a Marvel movie five times are women, and a guy will go once or twice and be like, yeah, I saw it. I'll wait till it comes on DVD. Where there's us, so I'm like, I want to see it four more times to see Loki's hair in one scene.
I do know a guy like that, actually, who a lot of stuff he waits for the DVD.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why? They'll go, I'll watch it again, but I'm going to wait till it like, comes out on DVD. Yeah. Girls are like, I'm going to spend $100 and see this 10 times in a movie theater just because. Like, I have a movie pass now, most dangerous thing I've ever bought, because I'm going to go see probably, like,
yeah, no, I've been encouraged to get movie pass, and I'm like, oh, I don't know.
It is, okay, I will tell you this. It is $9.99 a month.
Yeah.
It pays for itself after a movie. Yeah, but
now, because it's award season, because I'm in Screen Actors Guild, I refuse to pay for movies now. So if I get the movie pass, it would be in January.
See, I get it because literally November on is, like, all these movies come out. Yeah. And me and my friends are like,
but I can see them for free.
Oh, see, no, but I don't even want to see award season movies. I want to see just like stupid fucking movie. Like, I don't want to pay to Thor see
for free.
Oh, see, I can't. I don't know.
They're trying to get some awards. They don't care. They don't go.
Wonder Woman's trying to get awards.
There's a Wonder Woman screening. There was a Wonder Woman screening last night. I couldn't go.
Was Patty? No, Patty was at the Glamour thing.
No, Patty was there.
At the Wonder Woman screening?
Yeah, I couldn't go. I had to work.
Patty!
I didn't want to tell you because I couldn't take you. So
okay, I have seen Patty Jenkins.
I know, a million times. But like, I was all excited. I'm like, I'm going to take Rachel to this.
Patty Jenkins literally put me. Did you see what she responded to me the one day when I took the picture that they posted when they were at that Q&A at Apple? And if you zoom in, I'm in the background and I just look dead inside. Because the guy beside me was like really creepy and I look dead inside. Like, it just zooms in and I'm like, what am I doing here?
Because you're focused. You're paying attention.
No, it was like a selfie. Everyone was smiling and I just looked dead. And I posted it and I went, well, I guess this is my picture with me and Patty Jenkins. She goes, I looked for you, but there you were all along. And I was like, thanks, Patty.
She's really sweet. She's contacted Jenkins. You a lot though, right?
What? Yeah.
She's contacted you a lot.
Me and Patty are close friends. Like, me, Patty, and Carl Irving. We have descended into a tangent.
Anyway.